You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome aboard. It is the Gym Class for a midweek Wednesday here on KGYM. And I believe not only the first day of summer, but also the longest day of the year. We have the most sunshine today. Take advantage of it and bring us along with you here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Andrew with us again today. A pleasant good afternoon to you, Andrew.
Good afternoon.
I thought you weren't scheduled today, or is it Thursday and Friday? This is your last day, correct?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday's Ryan, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, not that we want to see you go,
right?
Or anything like that. Do something nice tonight on the longest day of the year, okay?
I'll try. Yeah.
Do something good. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Phone line as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600 here on this Wednesday edition of the program. As we will talk to Chris Liss of Real Man Sports, also tied in with rotowire.com. We will talk with Chris about fantasy baseball, and we will also talk with him if you have some early fantasy football questions. If you have a fantasy baseball question, love to have that come down the line, and Chris will answer it for you at 319-366-1600. Each and every day, we are presented here on the Gym Class during the 3 o'clock hour by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at DuPaco.com. As Mark joins me from the back porch on the southwest side, and Cyclone Tim gleefully starting our program with a big circle with the number 11 in it for his Cincinnati Reds. Mark, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott and Andrew and everyone out there. And yes, Cyclone Tim, we will get to that on our Major League scoreboard. Longest day of the year. The only thing I hate about it is what follows.
You sound like my wife, because it irritates her that today is the longest day, but then they start to get shorter and shorter and shorter. It's only a minute, like every day-ish or so. I mean, we're fine through the rest of June into July and August. We're okay. We're going to be fine. We're okay with it. But get out there. Today, you will never have more sunshine than you will for the calendar year than today. And happy summer to you.
Enjoy it while we can.
Yeah. We will enjoy as well giving away a pair of tickets to the John Deere Classic Golf Tournament. We have those today during the 3 o'clock hour for someone to win, one of our lucky listeners. That will take place on July 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th over at TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois, the 52nd edition of the John Deere Classic. Not always called the John Deere Classic, but it's had many great names over the years, including one tied in with the great Ed McMahon for many years. You don't know who Ed McMahon is, do you, Andrew? Do you know who Ed McMahon is?
I know who Ed McMahon
is. Yes! Give yourself a gold star today. There you go. Yeah, used to be known. Remember back in the days, Mark, when the PGA Tour, there were like 7 or 8 events that had celebrities' names tied into them, and Ed McMahon gleefully had his tied in to the Quad Cities tournament.
I do. They used to have a media pro-am. What was it? Oakwood Country Club.
Yep.
Then, before John Deere, and went over there and participated. And TPC John Deere Run is a little bit different than Oakwood.
Yeah, Oakwood is, you know what, shouldn't say anything bad about Oakwood. Oakwood is a very Midwestern course. A lot of parallel holes. It's in great shape, always was in great shape. It just wasn't the most exciting venue that the PGA Tour went to during the calendar year. We'll just say that. Great golf course. I would love to play it each and every day, but as far as PGA venues are concerned, no, probably was not. And but it did see Tiger Woods going up against Ed Fiore in the first time he was in contention on the PGA Tour. And Ed Fiore took down Tiger Woods that day. I know Andrew does not know Ed Fiore. I'm not even going to ask. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That's a phone line as well. Let's get started. We had Iowa football members meeting with the media today. Some audio from down in Iowa City, Mark, as we had several of the players meeting with the media. That includes a brand new, newly minted quarterback of the Hawkeyes, Cade McNamara. You had Deontay Craig. You had Seth Anderson, son of Flipper, wide receiver for the Iowa football team, as well as Jay Higgins, linebacker for this team. And we'll get some audio to you. But, you know, not, they said all the right things that you should say on the summer solstice today, Mark, on June the 21st.
You would not expect any breaking news, and there wasn't. Cade McNamara, I would say, was the focus of attention. I think he pronounced himself 100% healthy, which is good news. Said he's tied at the hip with Joe Evans, the defensive end. He's become a very good friend of Joe. Interesting there, a quarterback and a DN kind of hooking up with a friendship. You mentioned Deontay Craig raving about incoming linebacker Nick Jackson, and pictures out there of incoming lineman Rusty Feth, who you don't want to see in a back alley.
You can pretty much say that about all offensive linemen or defensive linemen.
Probably a nice guy, but he's got a mean streak look to him.
I would agree. I would agree on that. And, yeah, you mentioned Cade McNamara has pronounced himself healthy and ready to go. Also, he and Eric All, the two former Michigan Wolverines, they have a contest every day to see who is going to be the first to the football facility. And talked about the new quarterback coach, Jordan Palmer, and his relationship with Jordan Palmer. And just a little bit here from Cade McNamara, talking a little bit about this year's trip to visit his brand new quarterback coach and how that all ended up.
I usually go out there a couple of times a year, and we only have a few breaks, so it's definitely during this time of the year. And usually for my entire life, it's been my brothers that have been coming out with me. And I mean, at this point, I know the guys who are there, who I'm going to be throwing to. And sometimes, I mean, it could just be like JUCO guys that are just trying to get some extra work in. And then when it comes, like, oh, we'll go out there sometimes when it was like draft training, and then you see like, oh, like there's like Michael Pittman, there's like Justin Jefferson, and then it's like, oh shoot, like, you know, these are like, once it comes like that time of year, then it's like there's a lot of good looking players out there. So I'd heard about like Josh Allen bringing some of his guys out there to train with him, and then I heard of a couple other guys who did that, and I was like, shoot, why don't I just really bring as many guys as I can? Because, and then I invited my brothers as well, because one of them's a quarterback, so that way I'm not the only one throwing the entire time, and Jordan will always have a couple guys who are going to want to throw the ball with him, of course. So I thought it was an awesome opportunity for, you know, all of us to go out there and get better. And, you know, because I was still able to do like everything but team in spring ball, but I mean, being a part of a new team, I want to get as close to these guys as possible and make it seem like second nature. So it was a great chance for me to, you know, get a better feel for them on the field, and then especially off the field. I think that was just as important, if not more important, than us just getting the physical work in. And I'm just super stoked on the way it came together.
There you go. A little bit from Cade McNamara. I apologize. I don't know why I said Jordan Palmer. I accidentally said I was quarterback coach. He, of course, I broke some news there, Mark. I apologize for that. As soon as the clip started, I go, why did I do that? I didn't. Man, the mouth got ahead of the brain as far as that situation was concerned. But Cade McNamara talking about that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the show. Other players in Iowa City today, you mentioned Jay Higgins, Mark. Not only Deontay Craig, but also Jay Higgins talking about Nick Jackson, the former all-ACC linebacker who is on campus and is going to play a big role for this Iowa football team. And he had some things to say about Mr. Jackson.
I think he's a lot like myself, actually. He's just really easy to talk to. Like you said, we hang out every day, not because we're forcing it, just because we're like-minded people. He works hard, always asking to watch tape, always looking to go hard, you know. And when you have a guy like that who's trying to come in and prove himself, and he's willing to work hard, and he's not expecting anything given to him, that's what we can really appreciate. I can tell you he does not know his way around Iowa City yet, still pulling out the GPS, but yeah, he's a good kid. I feel like Coach Wallace did a pretty good job.
I like that, pulling out the GPS to go to places in Iowa City.
Yeah.
Hey, it's half the time I got to do that, but I'm old. 319-366-1600, 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. So, you know, it's always good. We still want to enjoy summer. It's the longest day. It's the start of summer, and we're already looking toward football season and the fall. We got to enjoy summer a little bit here, Mark, but it's always good to talk a little bit of football in mid to late June.
Well, Cade McNamara really talks a good game and seems to represent himself very well already from outward appearances, as, you know, supplanted himself as a leader on this team. Let's see if it translates to the field.
I think you hit upon a good point, Mark. He sounds like a starting quarterback at a major football program. I agree with you on that. He's saying all the right things, and you know, whether you like or dislike the Michigan Wolverines and Jim Harbaugh, they do it the right way. They teach their guys the right way. Look, I'm pandering to Matt, the Michigan fan here today, by the way, on the text line. Like you said, he's saying all the right things, and I would imagine that Eric Aull is going to be basically the same way in how he describes the football team, his teammates, and getting ready for the season. So a little bit of news today, I guess. Some audio from the Iowa football players, as a few of them meeting the media. As they're going through summer conditioning right now. And this is basically the time where they're going to the football facility to get time as far as conditioning and in the weight room right now. That's the name of the game. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Chris Liss coming up here in just a little bit. We were talking about the Ed McMahon Quad Cities Open, and 1723 says, don't forget about the Great Amana VIP tournament that used to be held at Finkbein in Iowa City. Of course I wouldn't forget about that. That was a staple. Usually the Monday after the U.S. Open, if I recall, Mark.
Yeah, certainly not a tour event, but one of the most popular events in Iowa at the time. Amana did a great job attracting pros, celebrities, former presidents, comedians, what have you. It was a terrific event.
If you were hit by a Gerald Ford errant iron shot, raise your hand unless you're driving. You probably have to be over the age of, what, 45, I would say, Mark?
There were a few.
Yeah, and when he – tell you what, it was always a big crowd and a big gallery at the VIP, but – those years that the former president was there and the Secret Service was there as well. You, by the way, you could tell where the Secret Service guys were because they kind of stood out like sore thumbs in amongst the golf gallery. I'll just say that.
Yeah, and a couple of them might have kicked it back in the fairway. You never know.
Helping out, helping a guy out, helping a guy out. So that's the football news today from Iowa City. There is some college basketball news to discuss. Penny Hardaway, the coach of the Memphis Tigers, he incurred a three-game suspension starting off the 2023-2024 season. That dished out by the NCAA today. This all goes back to the James Wiseman recruiting from 2021 and 2022. A lot of this now almost permissible, but what he did was, and this is the second time, by the way, Penny Hardaway has been in trouble for recruiting violations. He had two impermissible in-home recruiting visits to James Wiseman back in 2021 and 2022. Memphis is going to pay. Are you sitting down, Mark? Are you sitting down for this? By the way, $5,000 fine as well for this. And a one-year probationary period extending onto its current probation as well. So there you go. He's going to miss three games. And as Spencer and I were talking about between shows here, it will probably be at one D2 and two directional schools that Memphis will miss. They are going to be a big player next year because keep in mind, they are still in the American Athletic Conference and there is no Houston Cougar program in that particular conference anymore. So Memphis probably going to be the big dog in the AAC until they eventually leave that league when realignment comes around again.
Yeah, they're going to be a player for sure. And $5,000?
$5,000 is
petty cash.
All they had to pay, and on top of the three-game suspension. 319-366-1600. Now we got everybody commenting on the Amana VIP. 5015 says, I got a Jack Nicklaus autograph at the VIP. I don't even recall Jack ever being at the VIP, but bully for you if you got one. And Cyclone Tim says, Johnny Orr was a hoot there. I got news for you. Johnny Orr was a hoot wherever Johnny Orr was. Oh,
he was, and he stole the show many times. I do remember Arnold Palmer being there.
I do remember
but
that.
I don't remember Jack Nicklaus.
No, I remember Arnie being there. I did not get an Arnold Palmer autograph. I would have liked to have done that. We talked about that with our memorabilia last Friday. On our daily topic, our Friday topic, and didn't really get into autographs, but I would have loved to have Arnold Palmer's autograph.
You'd have lost it by now anyway.
I would have lost it. I had no idea where any of them, only one, and that is my 1972 Ed Podolak Kansas City Chiefs picture. I know where that's at. 319-366-1600. 9843 says, I have a picture of President Ford, Joe Garagiola, Lute Olson, and Bobby Knight. How about that? Everyone's smiling, even the general. I remember when they carted out a portable basket and shot free throws next to a green. I remember that from the VIP. They did a lot of wacky stuff back then. It was a great day, and it would have been this Monday, this last Monday, although they might have changed it with the U.S. Open out on the West Coast. We mentioned that we have a pair of tickets to see the John Deere Classic. Should mention as well that during the Todd Brommelkamp show all this week, he's got tickets to see the Dropkick Murphys, and they are going to be at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse on Wednesday night, October the 18th. That is a 7 o'clock show, and he's got tickets to see the Dropkick Murphys for you to win all this week right here from 4 to 6 with the Todd Brommelkamp show on KGYM. 325, we're going to talk to Chris List coming up here in just a little bit. Should update you what's happening at the College World Series. It is elimination day for two of the teams today, and that includes TCU. And right now, in the bottom of the eighth inning, it is number two Florida leading the Horned Frogs 2-1. TCU must win this game to force a winner-take-all game as far as this group in Omaha is concerned. And then coming up tonight, a beauty, Wake Forest and LSU will go at it. LSU must win to force a winner-take-all game in that, I guess, best-of-three series. And then the two winners will meet for the best-of-three. And we're going to have those games for you coming up this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and, if necessary, Monday. Saturday evening, I believe it's going to be around a 5:30, 5:40 start from Westwood One. Sunday afternoon for Game 2, and if necessary, in the best-of-three final, that will be on Monday night at 6 o'clock. So looking forward to bringing everybody here in Eastern Iowa some College World Series action.
Yeah, some really solid baseball players, and I'm amazed at some of the pitching because, of course, they use aluminum bats, and, you know, there's advantages to that over wood bats, but really enjoy watching it.
Not quite the sock that the aluminum bats used to have, though. Those were scary. Remember games at old Rosenblatt Stadium where, I mean, you saw 7 or 8 home runs, especially when it got down to where the pitching wasn't quite as solid. Tell you what, that LSU pitching staff last night was tremendous against Tennessee. Yeah, Cruz can hit. We know that. And others, as far as the Tigers are concerned. But they ran out two guys last night that needed to gobble up some innings and be effective, and they both were. And that was a heck of a win by the LSU program last night.
Of course, Iowa with one of the losses for LSU this year. I think it was 12-0, wasn't it? Something like that.
Could be.
I could be wrong.
I'd have to go back and look.
Nevertheless, Iowa did defeat LSU this year.
Penny Hardaway is on double secret probation. Thank you, Cyclone Tim, for that. Talk of Memphis joining the Big 12 down the line. We'll have to wait and see. 1723 reminds us, as you tally up the Jello shot tally from yesterday, Mark, in Omaha, to all of us from Louisiana, Omaha is known as Baton Rouge North. That is the case. They had a heck of a crowd last night wearing purple and gold for that game, and I would imagine that is going to be pretty much the way it's going to be against Wake Forest coming up tonight. All right, 3:28, Mark. We're going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock each and every day, except for Sunday. Eat local, try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh each and every day. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area at Emil's Hideaway.
Major League Baseball scoreboard today in homage to Cyclone Jim. The Reds have won their 11th straight game, defeating Colorado 5-3. The Cubs stay hot, defeating Pittsburgh 8-3. That's 8 wins in the last 10 games for the Chicago Cubs. Also in the books, Tampa Bay defeated Baltimore 7-2. Toronto defeated Miami 6-3, and Detroit defeated Kansas City 9-4. In progress right now, Arizona leading Milwaukee 4-1 in the eighth inning. Houston on top of the Mets 9-6 in the fifth. And Washington and St. Louis scoreless in the third. Caitlin Clark, the Iowa star, has been nominated for 2 ESPYs, one for Best Women's Athlete and the other for Best Women's Breakout Athlete. 2 pieces of news on Zach Johnson. He is bringing in Sam Burns and Harry Higgs. for his Foundation Classic, which will take place July 31st at Elm Crest Country Club. And Zach will tee off tomorrow at just about noon in the Travelers Classic with Corey Connors and Seamus Power. Finally, Iowa named a new sports information director. I mean, it's a longer title now, but his name is Matt Weitzel, who has been around the university for 2 decades in the department for about half of that. And I would, he replaces Steve Rowe. Weitzel, only the fifth SID in school history. And not that Iowa needs it or Matt, but I endorse it.
I do too. Big Weitz is a good guy, and he's put in his dues, and he's going to do a great job. Going to do a great job down there. He's been working with the basketball program mainly, other sports as well, but mainly with the men's basketball program. And yeah, congratulations to Matt. And did Caitlin Clark break out this year? She was pretty darn good last year. 2 years, I think, as an Iowa women's basketball player. Am I wrong on this?
That was my thinking, too.
This did not come from nowhere, everybody. Did not come from out of left field. So, yeah. And Caitlin, of course, is going to be at the John Deere Classic as well for the Pro-Am. Going to be playing with Zach, I believe, on that Wednesday. We'd have to double-check on that, but I would assume it's Wednesday. And that's going to be... That's going to be must-see if you're over there in the Quad Cities. 319-366-1600-332. We will step aside. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Chris Liss is going to join us and answer your fantasy baseball questions. If you have a early fantasy football question, Chris will talk about that. And then also maybe the worst call of the baseball season so far last night. We'll talk about that before 4 o'clock and give away our 2 John Deere Classic tickets for this Wednesday. All that's before 4 on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures are going to be climbing into the upper 80s to low 90s, so a sizzling start to summer. As we head into tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and drop down into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow and Friday, sunny and hot. Temperatures around 90 degrees both days with tolerable humidity levels. As we head into Saturday, temperatures stay in the low 90s. We're dry to start the weekend with a chance for storms Saturday night. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Get ready for all-out summer fun at the Linn County Fair in Central City. June 28th through July 2nd, bring your family and friends to have a blast where great memories are made. June 28th, get a special free sneak peek at the fair with Egg Games, starting at 7. June 29th, Nico Moon will take the stage. This songwriter turned artist has won over audiences with songs like Good Time and Paradise to Me. He'll be joined by Adam Doliak, known for his catchy tune, Whiskey is Fine. This all-ages grandstand show is sponsored by Community Savings Bank, Kruger Seeds, and Neighbor Insurance Nationwide. Gates open at 6 and the show starts at 7:30. For ticket information, go to thelinncountyfair.com. Come to the Linn County Fair in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion. There's plenty of free daily parking. Bring your favorite people and make great memories June 28th through July 2nd. Sponsored by Iowa's News Now, CopyWorks, and MediaCom Extreme. Get all the details at thelincountyfair.com.
Get your taco fix and help people in need. Today only, Taco John's on Collins Road is donating 20% of everything sold between 4 and 8 to His Hands Free Clinic in Cedar Rapids. Get in on this tasty fundraiser today at the new Taco John's on Collins Road.
Back with you at 3:35, gym class for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, as well as Andrew with us here, and hopefully get on board with Chris Liss coming up here in just a moment, as we were going to talk some fantasy baseball. If you have a fantasy baseball question or an early fantasy football question, go ahead and text it to us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Let's see. On the text line, best guests, VIP guests were Tom Watson and Artie Johnson and Roy Clark. I don't remember Artie Johnson. Roy Clark, you still hear Roy Clark stories from Iowa City.
No doubt about it. Roger Maris was there. Kind of a quiet guy at the time, as I remember. The list goes on, really.
It does. It does. And
Billy Martin.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Billy Martin was there and then got called off the course because Steinbrenner wanted him to come in and manage the Yankees. I don't know, third, fourth, fifth time.
I remember something. That. Yeah, had to leave right in the middle of the round and go back to New York. Remember that like it was yesterday. We got a tie game. It's 2-2 between Florida and TCU. The Horned Frogs with a rally and two-out rally in the bottom of the eighth. The ground rule double has brought home a run, and the potential go-ahead run is going to be left at second base as a high strike ends the eighth inning, 2-2 between Florida and TCU. Wake Forest and LSU coming up tonight from Omaha at 6 o'clock this evening. And hopefully we're going to get hooked up here with Chris. Andrew's doing his best, and he's going to do a great job with that. I think I heard we won't be falling back an hour this fall. Is that correct? That would be news to me. I don't think that the daylight savings time, et cetera, has I know there's been talk about it, Mark, but that has not happened as of yet.
I'm not up on that.
I don't believe I read that, so I think we still are going to be falling back whenever that happens. We will see. 319-366-1600 here at 338, and hopefully get connected here with Chris Liss of Real Sports, Real Man Sports, and answer your fantasy baseball questions. Tell you what, Luis Arraez continues to amaze. I know you hate to hear that, Mark, and I apologize to you for that, but I mean, this guy's doing amazing things this year.
I'm not surprised in the least, maybe exceeding some expectations, but he did lead the league in the American League in hitting last year. Right now, I'm trying to figure out this trade for Pablo Lopez, which sent Arraez to Miami, and I think in the short term, Miami's winning.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think it's a real big, I don't even think it's close. So, yeah, tough one. I don't want to rub salt in your wound, Mark. I really don't.
You know, and it's hard to compare pitchers and everyday players.
True.
Lopez has had his moments. He hasn't been horrible, but it's hard to compare the two.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. And coming your way here on the gym class program as basketball trade's being made. I know Denver traded to get the 29th pick in the first round from Indiana today. That was earlier on today. And now there are reports that the Celtics, Wizards, and Clippers are closing in on a trade. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. there's a lot of basketball trades that go on, even after players are selected. We've seen that in the past, and I don't know. We'll find out. Chris Murray, slated to go anywhere between 15 and 25, I have seen, as far as all the mocks are concerned. By the way, Tom Cakert's going to join us coming up tomorrow, not only to talk about the Hawkeye football players and what they had to say today, but to talk about Chris Murray and where he may go and how high he may go tomorrow night in the NBA draft. We'll do that coming up on the program tomorrow. And big thanks to Tom for helping us out with that. You mentioned Major League Baseball while we're waiting, hopefully, to get in touch with Chris Liss here, Mark, but what has happened? As the Reds have made their progression, unfortunately for the Pittsburgh Pirates, it has gone the absolute opposite direction. Cubs have manhandled the Pirates in the last two series that they have met. Now, the Cubs did not have to face Mitch Keller in either one of those series, which is obviously a plus. But suddenly, the Pirates are gone from first place back to fourth place.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see some fluctuation, but the fact that the Cubs didn't have to face Keller, maybe they would have won anyway. Who knows? But that was a huge benefit, I think. And I know Chris knows about his appearance. He retweeted my tweet from several hours ago. So maybe the lines are down in Portugal.
Well, we're having trouble getting through, I believe, is the case here. Maybe we got him now. I think we got him. All right. See, Andrew is doing a yeoman's job on the other side of the glass. We also have to talk about the that awful, horrible call last night before 4 o'clock here that occurred in Major League Baseball. We will do that coming up again before 4 o'clock here on the Gym Class program. And Andrew's the man. He's got our guy, Chris Liss from Real Man Sports, joining us here a little bit late on a Wednesday, but nonetheless joining us as well. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Scott?
Doing great. Doing great. And despite the fact that the White Sox given a game last night, we're going to talk about that before 4 o'clock here today. But, yeah, despite that, still doing okay. How are you? Your Yankees, I don't know, man. I mean, they're still in it, but Aaron Judge, the injuries for this Yankee team, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ronnie Lott would just amputate the toe and play through it, you know, and I don't understand what the problem is. But, yeah, I don't know, I'm just happy my fantasy teams are doing a little better. I have Lance Lynn, who's killed me all year, but then he struck out 16 guys, and I'm pretty sure that's the most strikeouts by a pitcher in a game this year. I don't think anyone struck out 16 besides Lynn.
That is a all-time best for Lance Lynn, and he did lose the game, though.
He did, but, you know, good enough for me. You know, I'll take the 16 Ks.
Chris, has Ellie De La Cruz made that much of a difference for the Reds to win 11 in a row?
No, I mean, he's been fine, but no, it's just that everybody's kind of coming together at the right time. They're also in a soft division, and they've got all these young guys that they brought up. And, you know, my good friend and former RotoWire colleague, Jeff Erickson's a Reds fan. He went to Hawaii on vacation, came back, and he can't believe it. Can't believe what's happened.
It's a great story. I mean, and we were just talking about that, not only the Reds going up, but then on the other side of the coin, there's the Pirates, who were kind of the darlings of baseball. The Reds have taken over that label, and the Pirates have absolutely gone into a really bad tailspin.
Yeah, they were sort of over their skis a bit, and this is sort of what people expected. They thought they'd be like the A's, and they got hot early on. I mean, for these really low, you know, budget clubs that were rebuilding to contend, I think, you know, well, first of all, you need easy division. They have that, both teams. But they need everybody to kind of come together at once, you know, which is hard. It's hard to time everything. Sometimes you're the Angels and you have Mike Trout for 10 years and nobody's good. And then you get Ohtani and then Trout is hurt for two of the last three. You know, so you got to get everything going at once. And the Reds, again, they're still in a bad division, but they're doing it.
Yeah. You have a question for
the MLB trade deadline. coming up in about 2 weeks. What are you hearing, if anything, and what player could benefit, what teams could benefit from a move or two?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really paying that much attention because I got guys running my teams for me. So, you know, they're going to have to pick up those closers and waiting. For fantasy, sort of the big things are always like which closers move, right? So if you have like a David Bednar, you know, on the Pirates, or one of these guys that, you know, was the closer and he ends up somewhere else as a setup guy or a closer and displaces another closer, the Royals, Scott Barlow is another one that could get moved. So it's always these, you know, these good closers on bad teams.
Very true. Hope he didn't lose Chris. He kind of popped out there in the middle of his sentence. Hopefully that's not the case that we lost him, but I think we may have. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Chris?
Oh.
There he is.
I got you back.
He's back.
Yeah, I got you back. You guys disappeared on me.
So. Did the Portugal phones service go down for a moment?
I don't know. I was talking. I was like, you guys disappeared on me. I don't know what happened.
It's been known to happen. But we're back. Everything is fine and ready to go. If you have a question for Chris about fantasy baseball or perhaps an early fantasy football question, get it to us, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We had Cal Aldred on yesterday talking baseball. He mentioned when we were talking about the Miami Marlins, the great year, I think, going unnoticed, Jorge Soler has had. 21 home runs for Miami. Yeah. Nobody saw that.
I'm a little annoyed I didn't get him because, you know, Soler led the league in homers. He had 48 home runs in 2019.
Yep.
And that, you know, 48 is not – that's not like hitting 30 one year. 48 is, you know, you're pushing 50 there. It's one of those seasons, and he batted 265. This wasn't the Joey Gallo season where you're batting 199 with 40 home runs. So this guy had real pop, and he was decent. And then, you know, it wasn't great in 2021. And then last year was banged up only at 305 at bats, but it was a good buy low. You know, he's 31, but for a power hitter, that's not too bad. And he's doing it. He looks like the guy from 2019, and I don't have any. I should have been on it. It did occur to me, you know, that when you're trolling in the late rounds of your draft, that's the kind of guy you want. A guy who's not too old. He did something once, he owns that skill. And can he reprise it, you know, a few years later? And it seems like he is.
Chris, in football, I noticed you had your 12-team RotoWire online draft. And you had the 9th pick, which sounds like you didn't hate. But you went running back. Number one, how did it end up for you? Number two, at number nine, would you recommend that strategy?
Yeah, it went pretty well. I mean, so pick one, it was going to be either Bijan Robinson or CeeDee Lamb. You know, the NFFC, which is the high-stakes league I compete in, you can look at the average draft position for these guys. So you kind of know there could be something shocking that happens. I guess Cooper Kupp was there and I passed on him. I could have taken him. But I took Bijan Robinson. I was just like, you know, Atlanta was one of the best running teams in the NFL last year. They've improved their offensive line. They got Arthur Smith, who was the guy behind Derrick Henry's massive breakout, you know, the last several years before he left to coach the Falcons. And then you have this all-time prospect. So I took him over CeeDee Lamb and Kupp. And then round two, I was actually hoping for Garrett Wilson because you really need to get receivers in these things. It's two running backs, three receivers, and a flex, and it's PPR. And I got snaked by a couple picks, so I just went and doubled up with Barkley, who I know it's a bit of a homer pick, but I think he's going to have a monster year because I think the Giants' offense is going to be good. And then I was a little behind the eight ball with receivers, but I took DK Metcalf, he's still 25 and he's a monster. And then I gambled on Calvin Ridley in round four, who was really good with the declining Matt Ryan. I think he's contrite. And I think he's serious and got Trevor Lawrence. And then round five, I got Christian Watson. So that draft went pretty well. And I would recommend doing something like that from the ninth spot.
Who was?
Yeah, Kittle at five.
Yeah, in the sixth round, I got Kittle. In the seventh round, I doubled up with Pitts as a flex. You know, you never have two tight ends, but I was like, it's round seven, and I'm probably a sucker with Pitts. Maybe Pitts is just this crazy athlete that isn't a great football player. You know, remember O.J. Howard a few years ago? He was a top 15 pick, and then, you know, and he just wasn't a great football player. You know, you could be a great athlete and have all the physical skills, but, you know, football is a – it's also about how good you are at that particular game. And so hopefully Pitts, you know, last year was just kind of an anomaly.
Who went number one? Who were the first couple picks?
So first was Justin Jefferson. Second was Christian McCaffrey, who I think if we knew that everybody would stay healthy all year, I think McCaffrey would be number one. But it's just that, you know, he's been hurt a lot. And then third was Ja'Marr Chase. Fourth was Tyreek Hill. Well, he's not your guy anymore, Scott. And then fifth, someone reached up and took Diggs. And then sixth was Eckler. Seven was, I want to say, another receiver. I'm not looking at the board right now, but seven was another receiver. And then eight, who was it that I'm missing? Who am I missing in the top? Was Eckler and then a couple of receivers. And I took Bijan Robinson, who's the third running back off the board at pick nine.
No, no problems. No worries that Eckler might get moved or something like that. And I know Barkley's, you know, with the Giants, are bogged down with some contract talks, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing new here, but it shouldn't impact either one of those, even if Eckler is moved, right?
Yeah, I don't think Eckler will. I mean, I think he'll stay put unless they, you know, crater in the season. Oh, of course, Kelsey was the guy who went. I'm forgetting the tight end. I think Eckler is in with the Chargers. I think one thing is that everyone's like, oh, it's going to be better, new offensive coordinator. But remember, he had like 107 catches last year. I don't think it's going to get better. I mean, it might be nearly as good, but I don't think it get better for Eckler, the system than he was in last year. Every year I fade him. Every year he's a monster. And I can't buy in because I know if I do, you know, it's going to be the one year that he's over the hill. But he's going top seven, top six every draft, and I get it. I mean, he's just such a good pass catcher, but he's getting up there a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it was a good draft. I mean, it was people were, you know, taking their guys a little bit. Josh Allen, I think, went as the first QB. Normally, it's Mahomes this year. A lot of QBs got pushed up. That's what was unusual about it.
Chris, how far through the roof are Ohtani's fantasy numbers?
I mean, the thing is, if they – and I was complaining about this for years when it was my job to complain about it, that you got to design a game where Ohtani is just – you know, where pitchers and hitters, you get the stats for both. Because he may be the number one hitter, right? I mean, he may be the number one – you know, well, Acuna is number one. He may be the number two hitter in baseball right now. And then his pitching is like, you know, top five. So – if you were just doing either one, you know, either one is worth, you know, certainly a top five pick for a hitter and top 20 pick for a pitcher. And then if you got all, you know, eight categories that he does, all nine categories he does, that would be, it would be like if you had the first pick, you would win your league. Just, it would be so unfair. You'd have to do it like with an auction where you have to use like, you know, half your budget for him. Because it's unprecedented. He's maybe the best, you know, hitter in baseball. He's the number two fantasy hitter, and then the pitching, he's an ace. It's really unbelievable. There's no way you can overstate what he's doing right now.
There you go. 319-366-1600. We've got 97-47. Wanting you to rank some baseball players here real quick. I'll give you the list here. Logan Allen, Andrew Abbott, Wu, and Gavin Williams. Is that possible real quick?
I'm not going to be able to do it because I don't want to mislead him. I'm not that up on all these rookies. We have Logan Allen on one team. He's been okay. And some of these other guys are coming up, and Abbott's been good. I don't want to give the guy a bad answer because – you know, these guys are all close. They're all top prospects. And, I don't have a strong feeling on any of them.
Yeah, Andrew Abbott, another Reds guy.
He's one of the guys that, you know, this is sort of the influx of these top prospects that called up at once that are, you know, making a big difference.
AR, 11 in a row for the Cincinnati Reds. All right, Chris, hey, appreciate the time. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk in a couple weeks, all right?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Next time we'll be in L.A., finally.
Hey, there we go. Getting closer to football, too. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris Liss, Real Man Sports. Check him out online. And he joins us via I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. As we go to break, your opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the John Deere Classic, the 52nd annual JDC, will be coming up early July. That will be at the TPC Deer Run, and we've got tickets all week, including right now to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
Menards is the one-stop shop for everything pet and wildlife. And it's all 11% off. Keep a wide variety of birds coming back to your feeder with Enchanted Garden Wild Bird Food. We carry a great selection of high-quality blends to ensure only the best for your backyard friends. A 40-pound bag of wild bird food is just $14.99 after rebate. Good through June 25th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
the biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Dan is the winner of our tickets, and thank you very much for listening and calling in, Dan. We do appreciate it. Todd Brommelkamp's show is next. Tom Kakert's going to join us coming up tomorrow. Florida with a run, despite the fact, Mark, for the 185th time in the College World Series, a bunt could not be put down. Fundamentals, kids. It's about fundamentals. But Florida looks like they are going to advance as they lead it 3-2 right now. Did you see the worst call of the 2023 Major League Baseball season last night in the Sox-Rangers game?
I did not. Tell me about it.
A replay reversal of a play at the plate where Haim, the catcher, I believe, was, even though he was not blocking the plate, replay said he was blocking the plate. He was not. It allowed the winning run to score. Even as a White Sox fan, I did not like the call. Neither did Jason Benetti and Steve Stone. Bruce Bochy was kicked out for the 80th time in his career. But it goes down as a White Sox win, but that was an awful, awful call. Florida has moved on. They have beaten TCU by a score of 3-2. So Florida is in the championship series that you can hear starting on Saturday right here on KGYM. Mark, enjoy summer solstice. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
It's Wrangler season out there. T-shirt days, denim jacket nights. A pair of broken-in jeans you could live in. Open roads, endless horizons.